Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step out and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and good old mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. About sleep, you do without sleep. Give me the simple life. I love to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent pipe. I don't aim to worry, hustle or hurry. Give me the simple life. I greet the sun when I awaken. The sky is clear up above. Like my scrambled eggs and bacon, served by someone that I love. Life could be thrilling with one who's willing to be a farmer's wife. Kids calling me pappy would make me so happy. Give me the simple life.
And opening this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, we had Bing Crosby from 1946 with the song Give Me the Simple Life. Well, that's a fine sentiment, something we'd, I think, rather appreciate. It was written by Ruby Bloom and Harry Ruby. And Bing recorded that in 1946 with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. And it was also featured in that year in the movie Wake Up and Dream. We've got some wonderful singers and musicians for you this morning. I think we're going back to the early 30s and we're going forward to the mid-1960s. So quite a range of time and styles. Some singers and some small groups. And of course, all those wonderful orchestras. Well, we'll go now to 1936, to Mildred Bailey. She's often featured on the show, rightly so, because she was one of the finest of the swing singers back in the 30s. She had a sweet voice and a lovely rhythmic style. She frequently recorded with her husband, Red Norvo, and his orchestra, and that's what we'll hear this morning. Mildred's going to bring us It All Begins and Ends With You, which was written by Frank Friba and Jack Palmer. Then forward 10 years to 1946, and a young singer who was starting out around that time, and that's Perry Como. And you know, I don't really feature Perry as much as I should on the show, so we're going to make up for that today. And he's going to bring us a song written by Irving Berlin called They Say It's Wonderful. And he's joined by the Russ Case Orchestra. And to round out the set, we'll stay in 1946 and go to the Benny Goodman Orchestra with a young vocalist who'd been with them for a while at that point, and that's Peggy Lee. Well, she, of course, went on to have a wonderful career as a preeminent jazz artist. And she started out, put in some time with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And this is one of the many recordings that resulted. You Can Depend on Me, that was written by Charles Carpenter, Louis Dunlap, and Earl Hines. And that'll be Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman. And we'll start with Mildred Bailey, joined by Red Norvo and his orchestra from 1936. It All Begins and Ends With You. Thank you.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful. Wonderful in every way, so they say. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful. In every way, so they say.
Although you say we're through, cause you know you can depend on me. Others you have met have made you forget, but you know you can depend on me. I wish you much success and lots of happiness, although I must confess that I'll be lonely if you ever need a friend. I'm yours till the end, cause you know you can depend on me. Need a friend, I'm yours until 'cause you know you can depend on me. And if you need a friend, you know you can depend, you know you can depend on me.
You just heard Peggy Lee with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1946. You Can Depend on Me. Before that, in the same year, we heard from Perry Como. They Say It's Wonderful. And he was joined by the Russ Case Orchestra that was written by Irving Berlin. And we started out with the wonderful Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo and his orchestra. It All Begins and Ends With You, written by Frank Freiber and Jack Palmer. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And my name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to songs that were recorded from the 1930s through to the 1960s. We're going to go now to a very special recording, and that was made in 1946, which seems to be the year that we're in at the moment. And it was made by Frank Sinatra along with the orchestra of Axel Stordahl. It's a beautiful piece, and it's been done by a number of artists, but I do think the Frank Sinatra one is particularly fine. And that is called Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. It was written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, and a lovely blend of the songwriter's art and Frank's particularly wistful and soulful, I guess you could say, version of it. His interpretation is really rather nice. Following Frank, we're going to go to a small group led by Benny Goodman. Yes, we heard from him earlier. Now we'll hear him in small group format. This time from 1936. It's his trio. It's himself on clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, and Gene Krupa on drums. It was a particularly fine small group that was set up by Benny around that time. And they were joined on this recording by singer Helen Ward, who put in a couple of years with the Benny Goodman Orchestra back then, and also made many recordings with small group sessions with the Benny Goodman Trio and Quartet and other small groups over the next few years. The song that they'll join us with today is called All My Life, and it was written by Sam Stept and Sidney Mitchell. And then forward to 1945 to another small group, this time led by Bobby Hackett. Now, he had a lovely trumpet style and sound. It was very mellow. He could play hot, and he could also play very smooth. And he was also particularly fine on the cornet as well. We're going to hear him with his trumpet this morning. And the song is Rose of the Rio Grande. It was written by Harry Warren and Edgar Leslie with Russ Gorman. Bobby's joined by Vernon Brown on trombone, Joe Dixon on clarinet, Dave Bauman on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Bob Haggart on bass, and the one and only George Wetling on drums. Bobby Hackett, Rose of the Rio Grande from 1945. And we'll start with Frank Sinatra from 1946, Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Ask me out, and and I tell them I'm busy. Must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is she? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, remind her of our crazy schemes. Yes, somebody said, just forget about her. So I gave that treatment a try. And strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day, she passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Thank you.
but all else above, hold my love, darling, all my life, with all my love.
Just heard from Bobby Hackett from 1945, Rose of the Rio Grande, written by Harry Warren, Edgar Leslie, and Ross Gorman. Before that, we heard the Benny Goodman Trio with Helen Ward, All My Life, recorded in 1936, and we started out with Frank Sinatra and his beautiful interpretation of the song written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. He recorded that in 1946 with Axel Stordahl and his orchestra. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and joining you this morning, as I do every Sunday morning at this time, with music from days gone by, original recordings from the period of covering the 1920s through to the 1960s. And that's pretty much what we're going to hear this morning and what we have been hearing. We're going to move on now and hear from the Casa Loma Orchestra. Well, this was a particularly fine group of musicians. I believe they were with Gene Goldketz's orchestra. They were known at that time as the Orange Blossoms. Well, they formed a cooperative in the early 30s, and they named themselves after a nightclub that was due to open in Toronto called the Casa Loma Club. I don't believe they ever got around to playing there, but the name stuck, and so did the orchestra. Well, they will join us this morning from 1932. And this is the first of two songs that we're going to hear coming up from the pen of Fats Waller. This song from the Casa Loma Orchestra is called I'm Crazy About My Baby. And as I said, that was recorded in 1932. And then to another song written by Fats Waller, this time with Andy Razaf. And this is a legend, this particular song, Honeysuckle Rose. And we'll hear it from 1935 as performed by Bunny Berrigan and friends. Well, he, of course, was a particularly fine trumpeter in the 1930s. He had a short career, but managed to make many recordings with lots of different orchestras and for a time with his own orchestra, I believe, around 1939. Joining Bunny in the studio on this particular day, Bunny, of course, on trumpet, Jack Jenny on trombone, Johnny Mintz on clarinet, Chew Berry, tenor sax. We'll hear from Teddy Wilson on piano, Red Norvo on xylophone, George Van Epps is on guitar, Arnie Bernstein is on bass, and yes, we'll hear again from Gene Krupa on drums. And then forward two decades to one of the loveliest voices of the century, and that belonged to Ella Fitzgerald. Well, what a gorgeous voice she had, and the style, well, impeccable. I can't think of a recording that wasn't wonderful that came from Ella, and she made so many over the years. In the late 50s and early 60s, she recorded a series of songbooks of the work of the great composers. We'll hear one from the Rodgers and Hart songbook. This is 1956. She's joined by the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. And the song is called, I think you've heard this one before, the song is called Isn't It Romantic? And that was introduced in a movie in 1932 called Love Me Tonight, where it's performed by none other than Maurice Chevalier, newly arrived in the US from France. We'll hear the recording made by Ella in 1956, Isn't It Romantic? And we'll start with the Casaloma Orchestra from 1932, I'm Crazy About My Baby.
Get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Thank you.
the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows write the oldest magic word. I hear the breezes playing in the trees above. While all the world is saying you were meant for love, isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight, do you mean that I will fall in love perchance?
You just heard the gorgeous tones of Ella Fitzgerald from 1956. Rodgers and Hart wrote it, Ella sang it, Isn't It Romantic? And she was joined by Buddy Bregman. Before that, we heard the fine trumpet of Bunny Berrigan, along with his friends. 1935, the Fat Swallow Andy Razaf classic, Honeysuckle Rose. And we started out with the Casaloma Orchestra from 1932, another Fats Waller composition, I'm Crazy About My Baby.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're here coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Songs from days gone by, the 1920s through to the 1960s. Our next song was recorded in 1944 by a group led by pianist Johnny Guarnieri. Well, he was one of very, very fine jazz pianists, very great range, different styles, and a lovely touch. He and his friends are going to bring us one of his compositions, Johnny's compositions, today called Salute to Fats. And I guess we know who the Fats is there. It's no doubt a tribute to Fats Waller. Billy Butterfield is joining Johnny in the studio that day on trumpet, Hank D'Amico on clarinet, Lester Young on tenor sax, Dexter Hall on guitar, and Billy Taylor on bass, and Cozy Cole is providing the drum work. And that is Salute to Fats. And then from 1966, we'll hear from Johnny Hartman. What a beautiful voice he had. Very rich and mellow. Started out, I believe, in the late 40s, did some work with the Earl Hines Orchestra. So he's well along in his solo career at this stage. The song he's going to bring us was written by Irving Gordon. And I'm sure you will have heard this one before, because the song is Unforgettable. That's the name of it. Of course, made into a classic by Nat King Cole back in the 50s. But I thought we'd hear from Johnny today, and he does a lovely job of this particular song too. And then to a very fine singer, Toni Arden. Now, she'd started out around this time. I featured her, I think, 2 or 3 weeks back. Lovely voice. And I think she signed her first recording contract in 1949 and went on to have a very fine career. She's joined by an orchestra led by Percy Faith, and the song is called Don't Ever Leave Me, written by Pat Genera. And that will be Toni Arden. And we'll start with Johnny Guarnieri and his Swingmen from 1944, Salute to Fats.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'd stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable makes me think that I'm unforgettable too. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Heard from Tony Arden from 1950, Don't Ever Leave Me, along with the orchestra of Percy Faith. Then before Tony, we heard Johnny Hartman from 1966, Unforgettable, written by Irving Gordon. And we started out with Johnny Guarnieri and his Swingmen from 1944, Salute to Fats. And we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our selection of songs from many years ago. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me again next week for more music from days gone by. And we have one more song for you this morning. We'll hear from Eddie Condon and his band from 1939. The song was written by Perry Bradford, and it's called It's Right Here for You. And joining Eddie in the studio that day, Max Kaminsky on cornet, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Brad Gowans on trombone, Joe Bushkin on piano, Eddie Condon again on guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and once again George Wetling on drums.